works very well once we analyze what Reb Chaim says by Yetzirus HaPesach, why the Rambam's Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos is insufficient with just Tzuris HaPesach. Because Tzuris HaPesach can surround an area, can be mafik amakum, but it cannot create an actual mechitza. So comes along the Brisker Rav and he says that's exactly what's developing an our daf. Reb Shua ben Levi is not disagreeing with Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And he's not even amending so much to the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The word I would use is he's adding to the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But he's adding an independent entity. The Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim wasn't finished, but it has its own independent significance on its own. There is a wall, and there is an extension to the wall. When you analyze your wall in a sukkah, Zakta Briskarov, the third wall, there are two dimensions to that wall. There is the mitzias, the physical entity of the wall, the shlishas afilu tefach, which is the first part of the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, the Gemara on the bottom of Daf, Vavam Abayz, going out to Zayin Amid Aleph. And then there is another element to the third wall that it's not sufficient for it just to be an etzim wall, a doifen, and that would obviously need physical material, would not be able to have a tzuris ha-pesach. But in order for you to accomplish everything that's required on the third wall, you need some other element which is also not a wall, but a tzuris ha-pesach to be makif the makom to surround the area. And that was Rava's additions. Not ignoring the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, adding to the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And that's what we were medayik yesterday in the Rambam, Dayo, and what David had a nice diuk that it could fit into the Lashon of Rava, Viniteres, meaning not that it wasn't kosher before, but in order to fully be matir everything, so you would need a Tzuris HaPesach. Yeah. Yes, he didn't say anything about a Tzuris HaPesach. He just said that tefach that we're talking about is a wider tefach. That's all he was talking about, the tefach. But now, once Rava comes in along and he introduces to us that even that tefach is not enough, you need a Tzuris HaPesach as well. It's unclear historically, you know, if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was just assuming this and Rava was just megalodist to us, I can't tell you what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi doesn't tell us anything about a Tzuris HaPesach. So comes along Rava and says, that's all true, but that's dealing with the physical wall element of the third wall. In terms of the element, the fact that you need something that is surrounding a significant area, that you would need a Tzuris HaPesach for. But ask Jeremy yesterday, that doesn't really fit in the Gemara. Because as much as this lumdis is gevaldik, and it answers the kashas, that number one, Rabbi said, we asked, what happened to the famous slogan of the Shlishi Niteres Afilu B'Tzuris HaPesach? So the Brisker Rav says, that's the answer. It is being niter with a Tzuris HaPesach, with a tefach. Als the wall. You might just still need more in terms of being makif makom, but that halachal Moshe Mitzrayim has halachic significance. We asked why the Tzuris HaPesach, according to Tosis and Rashi, in the first Lishna, change its rules and regulations. Why do you need a thickness of a half a tefach on each side pole, whereas in Hilchos Erevin you never require such a thing? Says the Brisker Rav, it's simple. Because over here you're accomplishing two things. You're not just being makif amakom. You're not just acting merely as a classic Tzuris HaPesach, which only has that second element. Over here you also want to include within it what? The wall, the etzem, the etzem adoifen, so therefore you would need the thickness of the kana and the kana. But ask Jeremy, but it's still insufficient. Because if you look at Rava's Lashon, Rava says, Amar Rava v'ena niteres ela b'tzuris ha-pesa. The first Lishon of the way Rashi and Tosis presented was what we said, that the two outer poles of the Tzuris ha-pesach have to be at least a half a tefach, that in totality will equal a tefach, because again, We're saying that it's accomplishing both dimensions of the wall, according to the Brisker Rav. But then how do you read the Hemshech of the Gemara? There are those that say, what does that mean? Doesn't that sound like you could have either or? Rabbi say, if you could have either or, then what?
It sounds like you don't need tefillah.
And who's in trouble? The Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav is in trouble from that language. Sounds like there are not two dimensions going on in the sukkah. Right? So says the Brisker Rav from the Ran, but Jeremy pointed out that it's even better in the Ritva, which the Brisker Rav doesn't point out. That he points out that the Rif says that in the second Lishna, it's possible for you not to have, for you just to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Let's see the different surah. I don't have the classicals of others. I could just borrow for a second. Still never play ball together. Zakta Rif in Daf Vav in the Dapi Arif. Well, lahach lishna da amrit v'niteres nami b'tzuras ha-pesach. Niteres be'echad mehem. O b'tzuras ha-pesach, o b'tefach sheichi. So you know what the Brisker Rav says? He says, look at the Ran. He says, the Ran said, lahach lishna da amrit eini niteres el b'tzuras ha-pesach lo ichbas la b'tefach ben yeshno ben eino. Sorry, let's go back a little bit. The riff starts off in three lines down in the riff on Vav and Aleph in the Oz v'Hadar Gemara. Amar Ravu Tzricha Nami Tzuras Abeza Perish Im Ha'isa Asuka V'Shtei Tfanos Lahach Lishne Da'amret Einu Nitzeres Ela B'Tzuras HaPesach Loi Ichbas Lam B'Tefach Bein Yeshdo Bein Eino. Riff says something startling. We don't care about the Tefach. Even in what? Even in the first Lishna. Comes along the Ran and he says, don't think that he means what he said. Don't think that he's ignoring a Tefach completely. Perish Lo Ichbas Lam B'Tefach Ihavi tefach sheichik. But of course you need a tefach. Says the Ran, the Rif's lashon is lavdafka, and of course you would need a tefach, you just wouldn't need a tefach sheichik. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says that same thing in the second lashon, and Rabbi Yisai, the Brisker Rav, thinks that the Ran's pshat would be true in the second lashon as well. So once you're applying this Ran to the Gemara, that there was never a Lishna that ignored completely the Tefach, who's back in business? The Brisker Rav's back in business. Because now we have both elements in every Lishna of the Gemara. We might not need the Tefach Sheichik. We might not need the larger Tefach, the Tefach with the spaces of the fingers. But a Tefach, the Etzem Adoifed, you avada need. And Nirulani has died the Rabbi Sai a Ha'ara. A Ha'ara. That possibly could be a riot to this pshat. In the end of the Gemara, there's a little story. The Gemara says a story that what happened? Rav Ashi Ashkechil Rav Kahana Dika Ovid Tefach Sheichik. Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana that he did a Tefach Sheichik. Dika Ovid Tzuras HaPesach, and he also made a Tzuras HaPesach. Omer Leiloi Sovar Mar Lohodur Rava Da Omer Rava Viniteres Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. And he said back to him, Shmendrik, do you not know Rava's pshat? Rava's lashon, Rava says what? That what? That it's optional. Jake, can you do the zach? Rava says it's optional. If they want in, they got to register. If they, you can't be half in, half out. It's optional. Right? So Rabbi Yisai, Rashi explains this Gemara, the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is that he was asking him what? Why do you need both? Either or. Tefach Sheichik, Tefach or Tzuras HaPesach, right? So what does he say? Amar Le, Ana Ki'idach Lishna de Rava. No, I have the Machmir approach of Rava, that I need what? I need both. But Rabbi Yisai, what was fascinating in the language of the Gemara? He added in what? Deka Ovid Tefach Sheichik. You hear the diak? Perhaps you could learn the Gemara that the story was, he wasn't asking him why he did both. He was asking him why is tefach so large. And on that he said, no, I need the tefach shoychik. Because I hold of both lishnas. I need the geshmak at tefach, and I need the tzuris ha-pesach. But he never had a kasha on him why he did both. Why he did both avad, you have to do both. Why do you have avad to do both? Because you need both elements of the Gemara. Perhaps. Perhaps that could be a raya to the Ritva's limud and to this limud of the briska, of the other briska rav doesn't bring this raya. Gevaldik. Gevaldik. No, and a Hanami. So exactly, he's making this ha'ara.
No.
I'm saying, according to the Gra, you're right. But I'm saying, Kufi Argir is a Gevaldik. He picked up on this. I'm saying Gevaldik that he picked up on a mud naloshin. What's pshat with our Argirsa? Gevaldik. Yeah. It's the exact same thing that I'm saying. Jeremy just pointed out that the Ritva says that the other Lishna was just saying that you wouldn't need a tefach sheichik. But avad you would need a tefach.
And I mean
just an afkamina and how wide the tefach has to be.
The Lashon saying that you get an either or?
It would still need a tefach, it just wouldn't need a tefach sheichik.
Oh.
That's what he's saying. And that's what we're saying. In order to say the briskarov, you need that. Because the Briska Rav's whole vort falls apart when someone is suggesting these two things are optional. If these two things are optional, then there are obviously no two elements going on in a wall of a sukkah. Right? So that's the vort of the Briska Rav, Rabbi Isai, and here's the Makabah Patish. Nira Lafiyah Niyazdai did the Briska Rav, didn't say this, but I'd like to add this to the Briska Rav. It answers our original kasha from the sugyah. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi responded to Rav, and they say, why are you putting your tefach like this? Put it like this. So Rashi says something that Ezra and I were talking about, and where, what was he talking about? Rashi says, because now it looks like four mechitzas. So I don't understand something. So Ezra wanted to say, yeah, it's a nicer house. When you play house, it's nicer to have four walls. But I said, I don't like those vorts. I want dinim. I want halachas. Where have I ever found a concept of four walls in halacha? Now, Rabbi Isai, we're not up to there. But I'm going to show you in the future, like I promised you, that there might be rayas to having a malyusa and a better sukkah of four walls in certain scenarios. But we don't know enough information to understand where that's coming from. But before we say that pshat, one second, Jojo. Before we say that pshat, perhaps in light of the Briska Rav, in light of our binyan, in light of everything we're saying, now we can begin to understand Rav Kahana, Rav Asi at the beginning part of the sugya. They were introducing these two dimensions, but not only in the Tzuris HaPesach, even in the Tefach you could start accomplishing both. And Rava says, no, it's better to accomplish the Hekev with the Tzuris HaPesach. You understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is you could place the Tefach in a way that the Tefach itself is not only a Daifen, but the tefach itself is a makif. The placement of the tefach in a diagonal matziv is more of a hekif. It surrounds more like four mechitzes. So Avada Rashi wasn't saying that there's a din four mechitzes for sukkah. Everyone knows there are three mechitzes in a sukkah. And we ask, where does Rashi get four mechitzes from? The Teretz is Ma'ever Aboisai. Four mechitzes is coming from which word? It starts with a hey and ends with a face of feet. Hekif. It's an idea of hekif. There is no concept of four mechitzas in a sukkah. Yet there is a concept of the fourth wall, of the third wall, being tried to be makif and surrounding you as much as possible. So I could take that tefach and put it in a scenario that it's not only acting as a wall, but it's also acting as a way to hover me and to hekif me and to be makif around me. And that's the answer to the original kasha. Yeah, Rava was just saying, nah, I have a better option for Hekif.
Tzuris
HaPesach. And that's
I'm saying Rav was quiet.
Rav.
Yeah.
I don't think it changes. Meaning, you have that same deen in the Ritva, the Machlokes Balamor and the Ramban, how to learn Rav, wouldn't depend on that. It would just be, according to that, Rav held that doesn't accomplish it. But now it's just much much more fundamental Machlokes. But already at the beginning stage of the Sugya, this concept of Hekif and Stima, without being an actual Mechitza, was already introduced. Yeah. The Ritva that he just mentioned, or the Ritva, the original? The Ritva just said exactly what the Briskarov said, that even in the second Lishna, there wasn't ever a tzad to get rid of the Tefach completely. It just was, you didn't need that larger Tefach, Shochik. But Rabbi Isai, in order for us to be Mashlim, we need to back up a little. We built up from Reb Chaim, we built up from the Briskarov, this concept of two dimensions existing in the wall. Okay? Now, where do these two dimensions come from? How do we know this? So I want to tell you, and that's why I put on the Marma Kremis Rabosai, and for those of you that are new, I'm going to try to explain it outside, and you're not going to get the full package because it's an old sugya, but it was from the Tosfos on Daf Dalet. Tosfos on Daf Dalet asked the following question, and those of you that were not here the first semester, pay attention, okay? Again, we're not going to be doing this a lot, but I needed this in order to understand where Reb Chaim and the Briskarov were coming from. You have a sukkah like this. And this is the walls of my sukkah. These are not 10 tefachim. That means they are not high enough for walls of a sukkah. So the Gemara says, if I was on sand and I dig a ditch of these, let's say we're 7 tefachim high, and now I add 3 tefachim, so 7 plus 3 now, Nez says, I have 10 tefachim walls, and now I put tzchach on top of this, then it's good. Good? Everyone understand it? Everyone with me, Rabbi Say? Stop me if you're not with me. This ditch is 3 tefachim deep. The outer walls are 7 tefachim high, and that's where the tzchach is on top. Good? Says the Gemara in Sukkah, these walls need to be within Lovud, within 3 tefachim of the outer walls. If they're not within 3 tefachim of each other, no good. Everyone got it? Good. Comes along the Gemara in Shabbos, the exact same Gemara. And the Gemara in Shabbos says a similar idea, yet it leaves one caveat out to create a Rishus HaYachad on Shabbos. The Gemara says that to create a Rishus HaYachad on Shabbos, you also need what? Walls of 10 tefachim. If you don't have 4 walls of 10 tefachim or 3 walls of 10 tefachim, you are not chayiv to throw something into that rishus on Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know, what happens if your outer worlds are only 7 tefachim and your inner worlds are 3 tefachim? What happens if you are choykig, begodish? What's the din? So the Gemara says it's good, it's mitzarev. Guess what, Rabbi Yisai? The Gemara ends right there. Marin Shabbos Adav Zayin. What's missing, Rabbi Sait? I want the new guys to answer this. What's missing from the Gemara in Shabbos? Yeah. No, the Gemara says you could finish the 10 tefachim by going deep 3 tefachim.
Deeper, though.
Of course you can go deeper. If 10 tefachim is good, so 15 tefachim is good.
6 tefachim walls.
6 tefachim walls are great.
And then 4 tefachim.
Fine. As long as you have 10 tefachim at the end of the day. Add the inner and the outer, 10 tefachim, that counts as a wall. What's missing in the Gemara and Shabbos, Rabbi Isai? Yeah?
Why the distance from the ditch?
Excellent. What's missing in the Gemara and Shabbos, as Tosfos points out both here and in Tosfos and Shabbos, is that the Gemara and Sukkah said that there better only be a distance of what between the ditch and the outer wall?
3
tefachim. And what does the Gemara in Shabbos say?
Nothing.
That's a very important halacha. This halacha on Shabbos could be the difference of whether or not this guy's going to get stoned. You might want to clarify that for me. I don't want to kill this guy if I don't have to.
You think this is not real, Ben? The guy's going to die. Come on, Ben. The guy's going to die. Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't the hole
in its own constitute like an arrow?
No, not 10
tefachim.
Oh, yeah.
So Tosfos says, Yesh Lechalik.
There's a difference between a Rosh Hashayachid on Shabbos and a Sukkah. Says Tosfos, there's a difference between Rosh Hashayachid on Shabbos and Sukkah. What's the difference, Rabbi Yisai? The difference is, by Sukkah, as Tosfos in Shabbos, I didn't even put it on the Maamar Kama, so I don't want to bother you guys too much. Tosfos in Shabbos tells us, by Sukkah, there are Mekoiris that you need the actual walls. They're Psukim. Basukos. You need actual physical walls. By Shabbos, all you need is a Hekif Makom. You need something that cuts the area off of Rosh HaRabim. Im Kain Rabbi say what we said was that it could be that the walls of Shabbos and walls of Sukkah are totally different. And therefore, to need three tefachim to conjoin them, that's only by Sukkah. Because you need to create a what? A doifet, a mechitza. But whereas by Shabbos, that all I need is a barrier, then what?
Who cares if we have walls?
Who cares if it's a larger distance? Yeah. Lamaisa, it's a blockage. And that would be sufficient. Moreover, Rabbeisai, we said back there that this difference and distinction between the walls of Sukkah and the walls of Shabbos could have potential nafkaminas and practical implications with what your walls are made of. Said Reb Chaim, in a different Reb Chaim, Reb Yisai, when it comes to the walls of Shabbos, you could possibly even, who just said that? Use walls of Avodah Zarah. That there is no shear in the actual walls. And we would apply the concept of Knute Mechta Shiure. Because what? Because you don't need the physical walls. You just need the walls to act as a barrier. I don't need the Etzem Doifen. I need the wall for another reason. Just so it cuts off traffic. So as long as the physical reality is there and the barrier is there, that should be sufficient. Whereas the walls of Sukkah, Reb Chaim will tell us, where you need a mamish, a mechitza, a real doifen, and you need them to connect within three tvachim, then I'm going to need things that are not Avodah Zarah, that are not losing their shear, that we don't apply the halachic principle of Ktute Mechta Shiure. Rabbi Yisai, I'm sorry for the new guys if this is a little bit out there because you didn't do the sugya. I recognize that. But I couldn't hold back from this, Rabbi Yisai. Niru lefi anias daiti. I want to say a chiddush nifla right now. And that's why I couldn't hold back. Based on connecting all the sugyas, the Tosfos from Daf Dalet, with the Reb Chaim of Knute Mechta Shiure, and the chiluk between Sukkah and the chiluk between Doifen of Shabbos, and all the background that we're saying, and now the Brisker Rav's telling us, and Reb Chaim's telling us, the Brisker Rav's telling us, that there's two elements to the third wall. On the one hand, you need the Etzem Doifen for the Tefach, and then you need what? You need a Tzuras HaPesach, a Shabbos Tikka Mechitza for the Hemshech. A Hekef Mokom. There's two elements going on. Nira Lefi Anias Daiti Marever Aboisai. Halocha L'maise. If you had a wall of Avodah Zarah, the Tzuras HaPesach part of the third wall would be kosher. And the Doifen part, the first part of our sugya, would be pasul. You could have now a distinction within the third wall, Rabbi Yisai, that I could use Avodah Zarah for the Tzuras HaPesach because I don't need a shear, because it's not acting as an etzem mechitze, so I don't need the shear to be inherent. Whereas the tefach, which is the shear, which is the doife, which is the etzem mechitze, would have to be kosher v'yosher and would need a shear inherently. So moreover, Rabbi Yisai, what we're being mechadish right now is we're being mitzarif based on the Brisker Rav, a tefach of the doifen, and the Tzuras HaPesach of the hekif, which is more like Rosh HaYochid, which is more like the wall and the mechitza that don't have to be three connected, that don't need to create an etzem, an inherent wall, or have an inherent shear. And it would come out, according to this Yisoid, if everything we're saying is correct, that you could split within the third wall, that the doifen could be Avodah Zarah,
even though it's only to get burnt and it doesn't carry with it a shear, because the Chazal say, Ketute mechta shiure, and the Tzuras HaPesach, as long as in Mitzias, in the physical reality, it has a shear, that would be sufficient to be makif the makum. It doesn't need that inherent shear to create walls of the sukkah. Yeah, Jojo.
That would only be if the post was a tefach.
No, even if you have split between the two. Let's go in the Lishna that you have a tefach, and then you have a Tzuras HaPesach. The post is not a tefach. But you have a second element that you need on the third wall. But you say, anyone who didn't get that last step and that last thing, I got it. I got that you didn't get it. It was a little complicated and a little bit based on the old stuff, but now we're going back to the new stuff. Yeah, Ezra.
When the Rosh Hashanah with the Rosh Tour, does that mean when they say, does that mean they're using the Tefach as the Tzuras HaPesach also when you're doing it?
So they didn't have the concept of Tzuras HaPesach. That's what I told him before. They never introduced. Rav was the first one who introduced the Tzuras HaPesach. What I'm suggesting is that they were already initiating the second element that you not only need a doifen of an actual wall, but you also need an accomplishment of hekif, and they suggested that even within the tefach you could accomplish both. That's what I was suggesting. And that's where Rashi got this concept of arba mechitzis in a sukkah. By slanting the tefach, you're basically doing what Rav is telling you to do with a tefach and a Tzuras HaPesach. According to that, we hold not like that because we have Rav. Yeah.
Based off the Tosos from Sukkah, though, didn't we learn that by Sukkah we need the wall and the Makif Makom? So wouldn't that mean that it would still have to be Kasher, what's making the Makif Makom?
No, but in an area that you just need
both by Sukkah.
Yeah, so by Sukkah you wouldn't need. Yeah, but that Tosos was talking about the first two walls. Now I'm trying to tell you, let's say you learn the Sugya and Daf Vav, and you learn something about the third wall, and now you just broke down this third wall, to have two dimensions according to the Brisker Rav.
Yeah.
That it has the actual wall, and that better not be Avodah Zarah. But now you have this other element that I'm not sure what it's accomplishing. It's a Tzuras HaPesach. It's not kosher for the other two walls, because it's only Makif Makom. So now I'm just suggesting that based on everything we built, so now we could suggest that that Tzuras HaPesach part could be Avodah Zarah, but the Tefach, you're right, has to be not Avodah Zarah, because it has to be Makif plus, like you're saying.
So the whole Makif could be
puzzled. So the Makif could be puzzled.
As long as our walls were kosher?
Exactly. That's what I'm suggesting. And now you find that distinction within the third wall itself, according to the Brisker. Yeah,
I understand why the Makif could be possible and everything. I just don't understand where, like, why it could be Avodah Zarah, like we're allowed to get Hanah from it.
That was the old kasha. This is where we just said that it's indirect Hanah. Yeah, yeah.
I understand that fundamentally for the third wall, Brisker is saying that you need both.
Yeah.
But so he's trying to make a distinction one and one.
Yeah.
Right. So now if we just focus on Tzuras HaPesach, I mean, if I've had 10 walls, do I still need? The Tzuras HaPesach, or he's just saying for that third.
No, if you have.
Seemingly saying for us, I mean.
You cannot. The Brisker Rav was going with the Mahalach yesterday, we pointed out from the Ran, that you can't have Sukkah walls of Tzuras HaPesach.
Not a wall of Tzuras HaPesach. Do I need to add a Tzuras HaPesach onto my Sukkah?
If you have a wall of seven Tfachim? For sure not. No, the Ramah writes. The Ramah actually makes your statement. The Ramah says, after seven Tfachim, once you have the Shear of Sukkah and you have real walls, any other Tzuras HaPesach is just decorations. Lanoi Ba'alma.
But his logic for having a Tzuras HaPesach
it's a kula. Meaning, if you have a wall, you have everything.
Right?
Let me ask you a question, right? Tzuras HaPesach works for Erev and on Shabbos, right? Let's say I would have a city that actually has a wall. Fine. That's the most kosher Erev possible. That's the best. You have real mamish mechitzas. Avada, that's great. Then this sugya wouldn't even start. We're talking a guy who doesn't want to shell out the cash. A guy who wants to be mako on his third wall. He only wants to spend money on a tefach of real wall. And then the rest he wants to do with Tzuras HaPesach. Then the Brisker Rav saying, this is actually what's happening. But if you have a real wall for the entire shear of a sukkah, there's nothing. You would not need anything.
Seemingly he's saying that adds this new dimension that we... That
no, but that wall has this. You did more than necessary. That's what the Brisker Rav said. Yeah, you did more than necessary. You have this plus... So the Brisker Rav might come into your sukkah on the third wall and say, by the way, technically, I could teach you a sugya and Dav Zayin and tell you, you didn't really need to spend as much money as you did, but now that you did, great.
because avada, you accomplished what I did. I was just suggesting to you that you could have broke it down to just be a tefach, and the rest you could have had the leniency. Rabbi said to be, yes, over.
According to Rashi's reading
yeah.
of...
Yeah, and if not, I'm getting it. Rabbi Sai, as geschmack as the lumdus is... Yeah, call it.
According to the first lashon of Rava,
yeah,
right? So as long as...
And you need both.
Yeah, but as long as it equates to a full tefach, it's okay, meaning I could have like yeah. 4 1/4 tefach, and as long as I have... That would equate to the tefach that I would cross.
Meaning if you would have 2 tzuras of Pesach, you want to know.
Yeah.
Stoma. It's a good question. I don't know. Probably. Instead of having 1 tzuras of Pesach. That's a good point. Rabbi Sai, as geschmack as the lumdus is, and I think it fits in the Ran, I was at a chasana with Rabbi Adler, and we were talking about this brisket rov. And I happened to be masking with him. The emes is rov rishayim, I don't think it fits with. As Sofer's pointing out, within Rashi, who learns the second Lishna of Rava, that what?
It
means you have the option, either or. Tzurus HaPesach or Tefach. Well, then take the credit, because I'm taking it. You're going to say else. What were you going to say? Even in the first Lashon of what?
The first Lashon
of first Lashon of the Brisker Rav points out. That's the same as Tesis. You have the Tefach within the Tzurus HaPesach, because your Tzurus HaPesach is not a Mashu, it's a Chatzi Tefach.
I know, I'm saying, I think Rashi is saying that it literally has to be that the Tefach that you get is through the Tzurus HaPesach.
Correct.
Not, you can't use like an idol.
But that's not a kash on the Brisker Rav. Because the Brisker Rav could say, I'm accomplishing both in one shot.
I think it's a kash on Rebbe's Lumbus.
That's the Brisker Rav.
No, Rebbe said you can use an idol, right? To be
I understand what you're saying. Right. I understand what you're saying.
I think Rashi's saying you dafka have to use that Tefach that you're to hold the Tzurus HaPesach. Right,
so let me ask you something, okay? I answer you. Good artist over. Let's say my side poles are kosher poles, not of Avodah Zarah, but my middle pole is of Avodah Zarah. That you'll be masking to? Good. So it's a good aura, excellent aura. Within the first lesson, that's how you have to change it. Great, excellent. Yeah?
Could you possibly give an answer for Rashi? That since he says in the first one that it's chetzi chetzi, that whenever he says Tzurus HaPesach, he's talking about a Tzurus HaPesach that has chetzi chetzi.
But then, what's the difference in the lishness?
That he's saying in the second, in the first one.
How do you get to oh hi, meaning when he says
the second one's like no,
the oh hi machsher. How do you explain
first
that
one
to
he's
me?
Saying,
no,
you
no,
have to
that
use
lishness, the second lishness. Yeah. Oh hi, oh hi, machsher.
The second one is like you can use a Tzurus HaPesach or you could just be good with a sochik tefach sochik.
Like the run.
The first one,
like the Ritva.
The first one, he could be saying, no, the only way you can make the third one
is if you have a tefach shoichik within the Tzurus HaPesach and you split a chatzi chatzi. The second Lishna is that, no, it's not a tefach shoichik.
It's a Tzurus HaPesach.
What's Ohio High?
No, the first one, he could be
no,
saying.
No, second one.
I'm saying, like, he used the first one and the second one, like, kind of conjoined. Like, the first one, he's saying.
Split the tefach.
You can't
with
use
a
tefach shoichik.
No. Alone.
At all.
No, the
it's
first
only Tzurus HaPesach would work.
That can't be.
Why not?
Meaning, and they're acting as tefach.
Yeah,
so that's both.
Now the second one is saying, okay, at first I said you can only use the Tzurus HaPesach, but now I'm saying either Tzurus HaPesach or tefach shochek would work.
Isn't that against the Brisker Rav? Because you need both. You don't have hekif.
No, the first one would still be Tzurus HaPesach with chetzi chetzi.
No, the second Lishna, where do you have your Tzurus HaPesach?
Tzurus HaPesach is always including a chetzi chetzi with Rashi.
So what's Ohai Ohai?
So it's either a Tzurus HaPesach, or you just use a Tefach Sochek.
Of the Tzurus HaPesach?
No Tzurus HaPesach at all. It's either a Tzurus HaPesach,
or
you
just use...
That's against the Brisker Rav.
How's that against the Brisker Rav?
Because the Brisker Rav says you need two elements.
I thought the Brisker Rav was saying that either you're using a Tzurus HaPesach with a Tefach in it, or you're just using a Tefach Sochek.
With the Tzurus HaPesach.
Yeah.
Is that, I thought it was just a...
No, according to the Brisker Rav, you would always need two elements. So that's... I don't know
how... How did he say that according to Rashi's...
That's the question. That's what we just asked. That's what I thought you were asking.
now you just
ripped it off me and asked it again. Okay, Rabbi said, that's question number one. Question number two, from Rashi, from the Pashup Shana Rashi.
Kasha number two. Kasha number two is the Mordechai. I'm just being intellectually honest here. You look at the Mordechai, Rabbi Yisai. Mordechai says something earth-shattering.
It's like the Mordechai.
Tufshin Lamed Aleph.
With the veil, right?
With the veil, about what?
Mordechai says it has to be the person doing it. That's being miyachid, no?
For Rabbi Yerucham about Nisun?
I don't know. I really didn't want Mordechai.
There. Everyone have the Mordechai? It's right after the riff. Tufshin Lamed Aleph. First page of Sukkah. Three lines down. Uperish Rashi, and this is what Rashi says on our daf. Tefach sheshaninu b'doif en shlishi gam tzarech tzuras ha-pesach. But what did Rashi say? Al pnei kol ha-doifen. You need to run this tzuras ha-pesach the entire shear of the wall. The entire wall. Entire length of the wall. V'loy nira l'ravya. And I don't agree with Rashi. That makes no sense. Why does he disagree with Rashi? Because if you're going to have a complete Tzuras HaPesach on the entire wall, then what, Rabbi Isai? Then you don't need a Tefach. The Bechol Makom, listen to what the Mordechai says, Rabbi Isai. The Bechol Makom, Mahani Tzuras HaPesach, B'makom Doifen, L'gabi Kilayim, U'b'Shabbis, U'b'chol Dover, K'b'ch Michitza. I'm a loyboyin in Tzuras HaPesach connected kol ha-doifen. Ela shiye bein ha-kanim ha-suyin l'Tzuras HaPesach rochav dal ha-tfachim k'shir Pesach u-mashach min ha-tefach ha-om r'ktsoa pachos mi-gemo. Rabbi Yisai, you hear what he's saying? He's saying that Rashi tells you that your third wall's got to look like this. You need a tefach of wall and then you need a Tzuras HaPesach. And Rashi's saying that the Tzuras HaPesach should run the whole wall, says that Mordechai, if the Tzuras HaPesach is running the whole wall, so then why do I need what?
The Tefach.
Just have the Tzuras HaPesach. Says the Mordechai, everyone knows Tzuras HaPesach is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. Is it in Shabbos? Is it din in Kilayim? And everyone knows Tzuras HaPesach works as a mechitza. So says the Mordechai, Rabbi Yisai, what we suggested yesterday.
Didn't the Bishop Rabbi answer that, though?
That we suggested yesterday, 100%. Doesn't mean that there can't be a Mordechai against what he said.
I just don't understand what his... Like, we already answered that.
Did we just say we need two entities? The Mordechai said...
We said that there's two separate entities in the
Sunday. Vaisai, this is a Tzuras Pesach on all sides?
Yeah.
Schach on top?
Yeah.
We said yesterday this is a Schach Puzzle, right? This is a Sukkah Psula,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who just disagreed with that?
Mordechai.
Mordechai said that this Sukkah would be kosher.
But we disagree.
You do not
with
the Rambam goes against that.
The Rambam said you have...
Mordechai's a Rishon, Rabbi said. We just discovered America. We just found a guy who would be machshir this Sukkah that does not have walls. That just has... frames. All you need, Rabbi Yisai, is that metal frame,
so how does he,
and
how
you
he,
just put some schach on top.
How does he read Rava?
So Rabbi Yisai, he reads Rava that the Tzuras HaPesach was a small Tzuras HaPesach, and it wasn't running the whole wall. And that's what he's disagreeing with Rashi. He's saying, Rashi, if you're telling me this Tzuras HaPesach has to extend the entire wall, then there's no need for what? Then you're wasting my time with the Tefach. Because clearly there are no two dimensions in this wall, according to the Mordechai. There's one accomplishment. You can either have a smaller wall with a smaller Tzuras HaPesach plus Tefach of real wall, or the Mordechai says, you could have a Tzuras HaPesach the whole way, and then you don't need the Tefach. So this Mordechai is totally against the Brisker Rav.
The Brisker Rav, what did you say about the Mordechai?
What?
He just disregarded the Mordechai?
Yeah, he's disregarding a lot of these things. For Rabbi Yisai, at the end of the day, I'm being intellectually honest. I'm pointing out to Rishonim that don't agree to the Lamdas. But my Rebbe Rabbi said, if you ask me, the Brisker Rav's Pshat in the Gemara, I mean, how do you get around that initial kasha? There's a halachal Moshe B'Sinai called Tefach. How do you get around that? Sounds like what the Brisker Rav's saying, and his Pshat is beautiful, and it's probably true in the Ran.
I'm just pointing out, it's not going to be true in all Rishayim. We got to analyze things with an open eye.
For the Mordechai, this source of Pesach acts as a tefach.
Doesn't need a tefach. You have a wall without a tefach. You only need a tefach plus when you're not going to have the whole shear daif.
Would you agree with the Mordechai thing, though?
No. He doesn't agree with anything we said. He's saying that a Tzuras HaPesach is mamash mechitza. He doesn't. Not only that, this Mordechai is against the Reb Chaim from yesterday. There is no difference between a Tzuras HaPesach on Shabbos and a Tzuras HaPesach anywhere. Tzuras HaPesach is a mechitza.
It's Tosos also.
Right. What?
Which he's going against Tosos.
Yeah, and a Chanami. He's going against everything. Everything we presented.
Where is
he going against? He holds that this is sufficient. Tzuras HaPesach is acceptable in Hilchos Eruvin. So then that's Tefanes Nikaros. He doesn't think that's a problem. Tefanes Nikaros.
Probably said that Sifan needs Tefanes Nikaros.
It does. That's a Gemara in Daf Dalet. But he's going to tell you that this is not a violation of Tefanes Nikaros.
You can have all four walls.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
But you need.
Where did Mordechai say this in his actual lashon? What did he say? That the rest of the sukkah is filled with those tefanos.
He says, "Uperish Rashi, tefach sheshaninu b'doifen hashlishi gam tzuras hapesach al pnei kol adofen." You need a tzuras hapesach to run the entire wall. The loy nira l'rabia. I disagree with Rashi. The im came because if that's the case, loy tzarech tefach, then you don't need a tefach. The bechol makom mahani tzuras hapesach b'makom doifen legabi kilayim u'b'shabis. So your wall will be a Tzuras HaPesach.
Why is the B'chol Makom have to mean the entire rest of the sukkah?
No. The B'chol Makom means once I know in Halacha Tzuras HaPesach works as K'mechitza Damya, so then this works. So once you're going to run the Tzuras HaPesach the entire sukkah, says the Mordechai, you're wasting my time with a Tefach. Yeah, Jared.
Where do we see elsewhere in Shas where having a Tzuras HaPesach that doesn't run the entire wall does something, has an effect?
Shabbos.
When Shabbos has to run the entire wall, no?
I'm saying, but that's exact. I don't
understand.
Only
like half wall.
Well, it's just how he's reading this Gemara. I don't understand.
Why specifically at Tzuras HaPesach? If it doesn't run the whole length
No,
of the wall,
he's just saying once you accomplish everything here and there's nothing lacking, so then it just acts as a wall. And Tzuras HaPesach is no different than a regular wall against everything that we developed. That's all he's saying. Yeah.
Aren't there Gemaras later in Masechta Sukkah that goes against this?
Not that I know of. A Farish Gemara that said this is not good? Show it to me. Rabbi Yisai, that's the Pshat of the Mordechai. Rabbi Yisai, I have more Rishonim that say like this. Look at the Ritva on your Maamar Mekayimus, also says like this Mordechai, which is against the Brisker Rav. And there's one last Halacha Maisa, you cannot use a Tzuras HaPesach like this. This Sukkah is possible.
Yeah, because you need... Don't you need Tefanos Kehilchatan to
yeah.
So this you wouldn't even
no,
need
but we're saying that this wouldn't be Tefanos Kehilchatan.
According to this,
that's what I'm saying. So that's why that doesn't work.
No, Mordechai will say this is Tefanos Kehilchatan. Yeah. You have two adjacent walls.
So many issues.
No, he's saying all four of them are Tzuras HaPesach.
That's Tefanos Kehilchatan.
I thought you had to have two walls, and then that's the only case that you can use a Tzuras HaPesach.
He is saying Tzuras HaPesach is a wall.
Isn't there a difference between Mechitza and Dofen?
That's the way we explained, but not according to the Mordechai.
So this would ruin everything we've learned so far.
No, it would just change everything. Meaning everything that anytime you said Mechitza, it would be Tzuras HaPesach.
Anytime you say Mechitza, that's Kiyu Dofen?
Right.
Then what's the difference of saying Mechitza or Dofen?
He would say that a Tzuras HaPesach would accomplish for Ruach and a Chanami.
There's no problem with the candle.
Rabbi Yisai, there's another Rishon that would disagree with this that would not go as far as the Mordechai. We didn't learn the sugya yet. It's the next sugya up and coming. But there is a Taisis on Daf Amid Beis. On Daf Zayin Amid Beis. And Taisis says the following idea, Rabbi Yisai. Listen carefully. I'm telling it to you outside. Taisis says, Rava that told you that you need, and Rabbi Yisai, this will answer the fundamental question that the Brisker Rav asked. Rava that told you on Zayin Amid Aleph that you need a Tzuras HaPesach in addition to your Tefach, listen to what Tosfos says. That addition was only Midrabbanan. What? Once Tosfos says like that, Rabbi Yisai, that's a different argument, but another reason that the whole Brisker Rav falls. L'fishitas Tosfos. But the benefit of that pshat in Tosfos is that what? It answers the Brisker Rav's question of how the Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai still has relevance. Because on a level of the Oraisa, it is Shlishi Afilu Tefach. Rava only came on later on a level of Drabbanon to add the second dimension.
So how do we understand the other Tosos? Now that we have this Tosos.
There's no stira. What's the problem?
Taisus
says there's a difference between Mechitza Shabbos and Mechitza Sukkah. Good. Now Taisus on Dav Zayin, when he's talking about the third wall and these two aspects, he's just saying, by the way, that second aspect is the Rabban. You don't, just because we use Taisus on Dav Dal to explain the Bris Grov is not a kasha.
I don't think it's a kasha. I'm just trying to figure out how to read
it. It's not a problem. There's no problem. That's what I'm trying to say. There's a Tosus that says there's a fundamental distinction between the Mechitzas of Shabbos and Mechitzas of Sukkah. Mm-hmm. Now there's a Tosus in Sukkah on Dav Zayin Mabez that says, Rava that says you need an addition of a Tzuras HaFesach on the third wall and you can't just have a Tefach, that's Medir Rabban. No contradiction. Yeah, you could read that into the Rambam. It's less kishmak. And the Rambam, if the Rambam, honestly, I think it's not, because I would tell you, I'm not saying you're wrong, but if the Rambam thought it was Durabbanan, I think the Rambam would tell us.
Also, according to the middle, the second...
I think that Tosfos is a big chiddush, Rabbi Yisrael. And again, I'm not backing out from the Pashas of the Sugya. I'm just trying to be intellectually honest. The Pashas of the Sugya, in my opinion, is like the Bris Karov. No one says anything about being Durabbanan. The Pashas of the Sugya is all one flow on a level of Daraisa, and that there are two things going on in the Sukkah. So if you hold my heart of hearts when I go up to Shemayim, when I'm going to say over Dach Zayin, I'm going to say over the Geshmak Shadow of the Bris Grof. And I'm going to say over my Nafkamino of Ketutim Echta Shiri. And I'm going to tell them that Sofer tried to kill it, and I told them that there's a pole on top. But, yeah, I'm going to mention you, Sofer. But, I'm also going to say that there is a Mordechai, there is a Ritva, and there is a Tosfos. And you got to be honest, and there is a Rashi. Yeah.
You also say that Rashi, the second lesson of Rabbi, according to Rashi, is that it's a tefach shulti, and therefore if you have the dollar that is possible, that's rolled over, you have rolled over, and he's still moving.
But he says, oh, hi, oh, hi.
Meaning, but that rolled over, and you're still moving. Meaning you have a dollar that's falcon, and that's still moving.
You have what? Of not Tzuras HaPesach?
Yeah, you don't have Tzuras HaPesach, you have dollar.
But that oh, hi means you just have a tefach.
Not
dollar that's falcon, yeah. Rabbi Yisai, yeah.
The Mordechai,
yeah.
Would he say that just like you could only have a Tzuras HaPesach and the Kohanim don't even need to be a Tefach? Would he say that a Tefach on its own is also sufficient for
no.
the third wall?
No, that's against the Gemara.
Just for the third wall, though?
No, that's against the Gemara. Rava clearly said that the Tefach alone was not good.
And then
he was just saying, don't tell me, Rashi, that now you're going to run that Tzuras HaPesach the whole way, because if so, then I can get rid of the Tefach.
And then also within the Mordechai, the way he reads Rava, he says that what Rava is discussing is a source of passage that doesn't run the entire wall.
Yeah.
And but does that have to mean that whatever the Tefach is filling in would complete the entire wall? So like the sort of Mezach is only... Like,
no, you have a smaller wall on the third side still. You just have Rov Dov. You have four Tefach.
How does that work?
You have two walls that are larger than seven Tefach.
Yeah.
And then you have a third one that's just four Tefach.
Yeah,
that's Tzuras HaPesach plus a Tefach. That's good.
This only works because
how big would the Tzuras
HaPesach be then? Three and change. And that would be good. If you would run it for seven Tefach, the Mordechai is saying, then I don't need the Tefach. Rabbi Yisai. Yeah.
On the Mordechai, there's Gemaras that say, like, the case of Emsa Agag. Right, the case of Sukkah Emtzah.
That's what Jeremy was asking. Mechitzas Nikaris.
Yeah,
he would just say this is Nikaris.
So he would just say that that's Nikaris.
That's what I told Jeremy. Yeah.
No, but he can't. We say Divrei HaKol Psula.
That's not this case of Tzuras HaPesach.
How could it not be this case of Tzuras HaPesach? It is a Tzuras HaPesach.
Not according to him.
Why not?
Why not? It's two kanim.
That's what I was thinking.
And a kan on top.
Uh huh. You're having
it's
protrusion.
It's an automatic Tzuras HaPesach.
No, it's not.
A sukkah
it's chak.
Is a Tzuras HaPesach.
No,
it's
but
not.
Who said you had a kana on top?
He doesn't. Yeah.
It has to hold. Something has to
right.
hold the schach.
It's chak is a kana.
Right.
Something
so
has
that's
to hold
what
the
I would answer like Jeremy. I would answer like Jeremy that the schach on top do not act as the kana. The problem is the end
what's
of the
what's holding the
problem is, I'm going to support you. The problem is the end of the Mordechai. The end of the Mordechai goes on and says another chiddush. The Nirul Rav Yoshim Magiyim Akonim Aumdim Lutzuras HaPesach Ad L'Schach Af Al Pi She'ein Kona Al Gabehem Kosher and the Schach itself acts as the Tzuras HaPesach, which by the way we would never pass in the Tzuras HaPesach. So then Sofer's Kosher is a bomb Kosher. Yeah.
He has to go to Rav Adler.
Lo domi lo pesach. This is a raya to Rav Eli.
No,
I don't think he brought this Mordechai. Rav Eli, you have a lot of kashas from this, and that's the end of the sugya. Rav Eli, listen up. Sit down 1 second. Let's just chazer a little bit. Chazer sugya. Tomorrow morning you have Rav Tversky. Tomorrow after Rav Tversky.